Herbs have been used by people since the dawn of time. When Rockefeller introduced allopathic medicine, many herbal remedies fell by the wayside as people put their faith in prescription pills and the world just gets sicker. Here at Heathen Herbs, we look to the past and to nature for answers. We offer tinctures, magnesium skin cream, lip balm, tooth powder, colloidal silver throat spray, and more. Check us out at heathenherbs.com.
You've made a serious investment in protecting yourself and your family. You've purchased the gun, the ammunition, the training, and even secured a license to carry in your state. You know the Constitution and don't believe you should have to pay for a right that you already have, as written in the Second Amendment, but you are law-abiding. Now you are considering the legal defense options you should have if you ever have to use a firearm. Self-Defense Fund is a comprehensive litigation membership backing you on appeals, legal expenses, court costs, and more. Up to $1 million per incident and unlimited attorney costs per member. Discover selfdefensefund.com for yourself. Any weapon, any state, any time.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, the American Freedom Party, .us.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Listening to Renegade Broadcasting.
Your time has come.
A storm is coming. Power storm.
And when it arrives, it will shake the universe.
Welcome to the Solar Storm. This is your host, Kyle Hunt, coming to you November 7th, 2021. Thank you so much for joining me here at RenegadeBroadcasting.com. Please check out RenegadeTribune.com and go on over to HeathenHerbs.com. You had a special little treat this week because you got a show from Sinead. It was over 2 hours long. She went into some topics regarding the recent scandal with Jason Cohen and Philosopher Cat, who was defending him. Somebody had come into the comments, maybe pretending to be Jason Cohen, looking to set up a debate. I don't know if it was really him. I'll debate him, I guess. I just don't know what there is to debate. He's an obvious shill for Jews, and it looks pretty damning, the stuff that's been said about him regarding him being a sexual predator. But just use your eyes. That guy looks like an absolute psychopath, an absolute creep. So just stay away from him regardless of whether or not some of those allegations are, in fact, true. So we'll see where that goes. We'll see what happens there. Sinead also just recently released a piece on the Tribune regarding George Birdie, who is the guy, the male half of Uber Folk with Philosopher Cat, where she does her kind of operatic singing. Only the Gods Can Save Us is one of their songs. It's pretty ridiculous. And no, not only the gods can save us, we must save ourselves. So it's this kind of neo-folk band, but this George Birdie guy, he has quite a history. He was the guy who founded Resistance Records. I'm pretty sure it was then acquired by the National Alliance. Anyway, he was a part of the band Rahoa, and I'm pretty sure he was number two in line in the Church of the Creator or the Creativity Alliance. I'm not sure which one. They kind of had this split, but that was Ben Clausen's racial religious movement. So he's pretty high up in there. They're the ones who popularized the term Rahoa for racial holy war. So he was in this kind of skinhead band for a while. And then what happens is he just went away for a little bit, renounced his entire racist past. And then he married an Indian woman and did an interview with the SPLC about just how racist and evil he was. And I guess he's reversed course again, and now he's part of Uber Folk. You know, once somebody really is known to be a race traitor, I don't think that there's any coming back from that. Perhaps somebody, you know, was an anti-white because they were brainwashed, and then they can see the light. I can perfectly accept that. But somebody who goes from being just brought up non-racially to then becoming the leader of the Rahoa band and Resistance Records, and then goes to being an anti-white, saying, oh, I'm so sorry for my racism, SPLC. I've married an Indian woman. And then comes back and then tries to be racial again. No, that just doesn't work for me. So it just indicates to me that this whole operation that involves people like George Birdie, Philosopher Cat, Jason Cohen, and also Mark Collette, whose Patriotic Alternative Party just houses known child predators. I mean, this is just so suspect, more than suspect. It's just damning. Don't have anything to do with any of these people. With that being said, let's get into the main topics for the show. Let's start off with COVID. So a federal appeals court has blocked Biden's vaccine mandates for big companies, and they stated that there are grave statutory and constitutional issues. Yeah, I think that's a given. Now, they are going overboard trying to really make sure that people don't understand just how dangerous this vaccine is. And it's not even a vaccine, I know. But there is a story here. Brits who post false information about vaccines could be jailed for 2 years. So last week, I read out all these news stories about how pedophile spared jail. This was all from Britain. Pedophile spared jail. Oh, caught with a horde of child pornography, spared jail. Oh, because of COVID, this child rapist, he can't be imprisoned. Now what they're trying to do is imprison somebody who posts what they know to be true about vaccines on Facebook or Twitter or whatever. Yeah, this is crazy. This is absolutely insane. The Ministry of Information is really trying to go overboard, the Ministry of Truth here, to make sure that nobody says anything bad about those great pharmaceutical companies. So it's part of the online safety bill. It's described as the flagship legislation to combat abuse and hatred on the internet. So the law would create a knowingly false communication offense, which will criminalize those who send or post a message they know to be false with the intention to cause emotional, psychological, or physical harm to the likely audience. And so apparently some of the examples that were given were of anti-vaxxers spreading false information that they know to be untrue. How are they going to prove that somebody knows this to be untrue? That's just really weird. Well, not weird. I mean, it's we know what they're doing, but it's interesting how actually Facebook had come out before about Holocaust denial and said, you know, some of these people actually believe the things that they're posting. They're not knowingly spreading disinformation. And then they just decided, oh, well, it doesn't matter. We're just going to show everybody. Because, well, the ADL is embedded within each and every one of these big Silicon Valley tech companies. Yep. So when we hear all these scandals about, oh, Facebook wasn't doing enough to stop the hatred, they're profiting from hate. No, actually, they're not. They could be way more successful than they are right now if they hadn't banned so many people and made it explicit that you can't share anything truthful on that platform. So it's not all about the money for them. Yeah, they are ruining children's lives, for sure. But the main argument is that they don't censor enough. Absolutely absurd. Absolutely ridiculous. Okay, so, yeah, 2-year jail sentence for sharing some stories about Pfizer, I guess. Now, we have a kind of a correction that has taken place in Italy. I don't know how official this is, but a new report from Italy's Higher Institute of Health, they did an analysis of the nation's COVID-19 death tally, and the official COVID death tally was at 132,161 in October of 2021. So this report did was they looked at how this was an unrealistic number because COVID-19 was diagnosed in much haste and they were given basically financial bribery to use non-specific diagnostic criteria. So this report actually, they went and they took a look at all this and it reduced Italy's COVID-19 death tally by 97.1%. And now they're saying that actually it's closer to 3,783 cases could be directly correlated with a COVID-19 diagnosis. So under 4,000 people died of COVID-19, it was they're saying here. But I don't think that's even true because have they actually isolated the virus? Can we really say conclusively that this was caused by a coronavirus at all? Or was it just some respiratory illness and they tested high on a PCR test? You know, it's really hard to say. The whole thing was fraudulent to begin with. But that's interesting how they've really lowered that death count. And if it really comes out that they completely, not only inflated, just but completely fabricated the death counts all over the world and just attribute anything to COVID-19 death, and then we see all the real deaths from suicide, for the people who lost their businesses, the people who were intubated and killed by the medical mafia with all the different respiratory inhibiting drugs, the people who have just been had their lives just absolutely ruined in every single way possible, all the divorces, all the depression. I mean, who's going to be held responsible for all of the real victims of the government's actions? Not from the COVID-19 panic, but from the government's actions. Somebody needs to be held accountable. A lot of people actually need to be held accountable for all the damage that has been caused. And speaking of the damage that's been caused, it looks like there could be some ways to treat some of the damage caused by the COVID shots. And it looks like ozone treatments could reverse blood clots caused by the COVID shots. And there's some visual evidence of this. I'm looking at this from a Humans Are Free article, and it talks about how ozone treatments are able to cancel the spike protein, you know, in quotes, cancel the spike protein introduced by the COVID-19 shots. And yeah, it does look like the clotting which takes place, and you could see this under the microscope. I mean, apparently, I'm not actually looking at blood cells under the microscope. But they all start clotting up, and then with an ozone treatment, it does look like, actually it was 6 autohemotherapy ozone passes. The blood seems to return completely back to normal. Ozone is pretty awesome. So that is good news, guys. That is really good news if this is true and if it has long-term lasting effects. Something to keep in mind if you or your loved ones have been damaged from this shot. And people are dropping like flies all over the place. Healthy athletes in particular out there playing their sports, just dropping dead. A couple weeks ago, I went through a bunch of different stories about these mysterious deaths just coming out of nowhere. A lot of them young athletic people. Here's one about a 24-year-old hockey star, Boris Sadecki, who died after collapsing on the ice in cardiac arrest last Friday. So he's a professional hockey player. He passed away on Wednesday after suffering a cardiac arrest last Friday during a match in Austria. Earlier this week, soccer star Emil Paulsen collapsed in cardiac arrest during match play in Europe. Yep. Cardiac. Why are these young, healthy athletes dying of cardiac arrest? Could it have anything to do with the known documented connections between the mandatory COVID-19 shot and heart issues, particularly inflammation of the heart? Myocarditis seen all the time, especially in young boys. Oh, and now they're injecting the 5 to 11-year-olds too. This is so sick. This is so sick. So many people need to be held accountable for all of the lives that have been lost and completely ruined because of what the government has done in collaboration with some of these big businesses and in collaboration with the Jewish-owned media. Zog needs to be toppled because of this. If there's any good that can come out of this, perhaps it is that we can finally get people together to topple Zog. That would make me happy. Nothing will take, you know, will return these lives that have been lost and ruined, but at least they won't have died in vain. How about that? And so many people are getting sick. So, and it's not from the COVID, is it? Hospitals in America, Australia, and Sweden are swamped with people sicker than ever, and they don't have COVID. So what are they sick from? Oh, these mysterious illnesses. It's from vaccine damage. It's from the mRNA gene therapy. That's what's going on. This is from Information Liberation. Hospitals in America, Australia, and Sweden are reportedly being overwhelmed with patients who are sicker than ever, and the media insists that no one knows why. NPR reports, ERs are now swamped with seriously ill patients, but many don't even have COVID. Oh, that's so weird. Isn't that strange? What's going on here? Australia is reporting the same. Australia's hospitals under pressure despite COVID-19 respite as healthcare workers prepare for Delta threat, AMA report finds. Yup. I'm not going to read through all of these, but yeah, COVID cases are going down, but all these people are just super sick and they don't know why. What's going on? Got everybody all vaxxed up and now people are sick with some mysterious illnesses. Just get more boosters. That will do it. Get some more boosters in these people. Over here in Sweden, here's a headline. Increase in seriously ill people in the emergency room. No one knows why. It's a record month. What's causing a surge in blood clots and heart attacks, heart conditions, and weakened immune system? What could be possibly doing this, people? I have no idea. It's just so mysterious. Why all these blood clots, heart attacks, and heart conditions, and people who are fine otherwise? Why are they weakened immune systems? What could possibly be going on? It's just so strange. We need to get some good detectives in on this to figure out what's going on. How about this story about Gavin Newsom? He disappeared for about 10 days. He skipped the COP26 summit. I think that's about carbon and climate change, right? Isn't that what that's about? So he skipped that to deal with so-called family obligations. And it was the 10 days after he got his booster shot. Yep, so he got shot up with a vaccine. I'm surprised he didn't get a saline solution. And now he's nowhere to be seen. I'm guessing he's just seriously sick. You'd have to think, right? He even after he got the booster, he flexed his big old muscles. The pedo governor, he flexed his big muscles, and he's like a superhero. You know how the Pfizer ad that came out for the little children says that the vaccine is a superpower filled clot shot. I mean, no, it gives them superpowers. And they are superheroes and they're going to save the day. They're going to save the world from COVID with the Pfizer vaccine. I want to take Albert Bourla and wring his little neck. All these people, so many people have to be involved. And yeah, maybe not all of them realize the evil that they're doing. But those at the top, they sure as hell do. So yeah, it looks like Gavin Newsom is injured. I hope he dies. I hope it takes him out. But no, they'll probably get him some good care. Maybe they'll get some ozone in his blood. I'm sure they know how to take care of this. Not for us. They're not going to do it for us. But for themselves. And here's a Wall Street Journal article. Rising COVID-19 breakthrough cases hinder efforts to control virus. These breakthrough cases. I love how they're called breakthrough. They're breaking through the protection of the vaccine. No, the people are getting sick because they took the vaccine. People in their 40s show biggest case rise among UK vaccinated, likely due to their children. Oh, blame the unvaccinated children. We just need to vaccinate all the children. That's the problem. It's the children who are getting them sick. What? They shouldn't be getting sick. I thought this was a great protection, this vaccine. So they're bemoaning the fact that all these breakthrough cases are making it so it's hard. It's hard to really get the virus under control because now people don't, you know, trust the vaccine as much. And these breakthrough cases, these people can spread it too. Oh, so they're getting sick and they can spread it with the vaccine. Then why are we mandating this goddamn vaccine, which is killing children, which is killing adults, which is ruining people, which is causing serious debilitating damage? I think we know why. Because it's a population control thing. Because we're being ruled over by Jewish psychopaths. I think that's what's going on. I'm pretty sure that that's the reason. It's not about our health and well-being. That's for damn sure. All right, now let's change gears a little bit. Let's talk about some racial issues. A lot of people are celebrating the success of the Republican in the election for Virginia, and it would be Governor Glenn Youngkin, who beat out Terry McAuliffe, who was a very powerful Democrat, and everybody was coming out for McAuliffe. You know, you had Biden, you had Obama, the gold tag team, the pedo bros. They came out for him, but nobody really cared because the issue seemed to revolve around Youngkin coming out against CRT. And so what happened was that a lot of, and parent choice in schools, a lot of white women in particular are being blamed by the Democrats for shifting hard to the Republican Youngkin. Wait, but I thought that white women are always going to vote against their own interests. I thought they were going to vote anything that's anti-white. Isn't that what the narrative is with all these right-wing bros? Actually, they're the ones who shifted it to the right for this election. I'm not saying that's even a good thing, but they were following good instincts because they don't want to see their children in schools being taught critical race theory, which is anti-white propaganda, and they don't want teachers waving rainbow dildos in the faces of their children. And that's pretty much what goes on. I use that as a kind of a metaphor, but that's pretty much what goes on in these schools when you've got these insane psychopaths who are dictating the agenda. But here's the thing. Glenn Youngkin is not our ally. He is not our friend. He just used our kind of anger at the system to project himself into a win. That's what happened. He's a politician. He knew how to push the right buttons. But, you know, of course, when push comes to shove, who's he really going to be supporting? Who's he really behind? Now, I mean, this guy has come out. He's blamed white supremacists for Virginia's crime increase in a campaign ad he did. Really, he blamed white supremacists in Virginia for a crime increase. Is this our guy? Is this really our guy? He's endorsed removing the Robert E. Lee statue. It says all Confederate monuments can go. Yeah, just get him out of here. And you know who he's best buddies with? Let me just read a tweet from him. Our Jewish friends and neighbors must know that we stand with them against the tide of hate and discrimination. Virginia must take clear and concrete action to stop all forms of anti-Semitism. And when I'm governor, we will. Yes, our guy. Based. That's who we've got now as governor of Virginia. But yay, must CRT. You know, maybe better if they were teaching CRT in these schools, because then at least the little children would be rebellious against it. Maybe it would keep the parents fired up and taking their children out of these schools. Now they're just going to tone it back a little bit. Who knows? They'll probably just keep teaching it. It's just so sick. But yeah, he really was propelled to the wind through suburban moms. It's the revolt of the soccer moms. We just need to get them pointed in the right direction. That's what needs to take place. It was a huge swing for him. So it's just so sick. Yeah, he's adopted the international Jews working definition of anti-Semitism, which means that even if you criticize Israel, oh, it's anti-Semitic and we're going to ban you from anything, pretty much. All right, next story from Information Liberation. Ibram X. Kendi tweets and deletes article inadvertently debunking white privilege, claims criticizing him is a form of violence. So what he did was he tweeted out this report that claims that a high number of white students are falsely identifying themselves as people of color on college admissions in order to get into these schools. And so then he deleted it after realizing what this is actually saying is that white people are in fact not privileged, and they have to pretend to be non-white in order to get into schools. Everything else on their resumes, on their transcripts, on their application, it's completely the same. And this happens for jobs as well. Everything exactly the same. But you put on a diverse name, yeah, you might very well get the job because there are quotas, because there's affirmative action going on in all sorts of different areas. So, he said that anybody who even criticizes him, makes fun of him, it's violence. And he's battling against slavery, essentially. Oh, it's Jack Posobiec who had tweeted at him, and this guy just flew off the rails. Jack is such an intelligence asset anyway. Never follow a guy like Jack Posobiec, or however you say it, pussy bitch. I think that might be it. Anyway, yeah, Ibram X. Kendi, this guy, his works are put into all these different schools because he's such a great anti-racist author. Just so great. Yeah, he just, here's his actual tweet that he deleted. More than a third of white students lied about their race on college applications. About half of these applications lied about being Native American. More than three-fourths of these students who lied about their race were accepted. They have to lie about not being white in order to get into college. That's how systemic racism apparently works in this country. You want to know how systemic racism actually works? It's how white people are beaten, brutalized, murdered, and the Jewish media doesn't report on it. Not at all. I did see the Jewish media in terms of Breitbart reporting on something that came out of Germany, and it's disgusting. It's like, I mean, but this happens every day. Here's the headline. German girl, 15, raped by nearly a dozen migration background men for hours. 15-year-old girl raped by a dozen refugees for hours. But guys, this happens all over. Happens in Britain. Happens in all these white countries. Happens in America. And this is all due to the politicians who made it happen. They're the ones who brought them all in. They're the ones who cover up the crimes. They need to be held accountable. Along with these guys, of course. I'm not saying that these guys should not be killed instantly. Instantly. But no, they're going to stay there. I bet they're not even going to get deported. Maybe a little slap on the wrist, a little cultural difference excuse. It's just, they have cultural differences. It was a sexual emergency. Remember that one? For the guy who, I think, raped a boy at a pool in Sweden? I think that one was labeled a sexual emergency. It is so sickening. It is so infuriating. Oh my God. But if you object to it, you know what? You're the domestic terrorist. You're a domestic terrorist. And let's listen to this clip here. You know, the guys, these schools
Here's
are so bad.
Here's your ostinato. Terrorist.
Sorry. Let me give this a little bit of a preference. This is a mentally ill teacher here. Now, of course, she's not identifying herself as being mentally, but she obviously is. She's singing about how parents are terrorists because they want to get in the way of her indoctrinating your children. And her little TikTok here, I think it has like a big rainbow fist in the air. I think that's symbolic of supporting anal fisting, maybe. That's what it indicates to me. Rainbow communism. I don't know. Okay, let's listen.
Here's your ostinato. Terrorist, terrorist, purple for parents are. Terrorist, terrorist, purple for parents are. While some had good intentions, they all were misinformed. Now threatening violence, doxing teachers has become the norm. They come to school board meetings with lots of things to say. And they will bully, cuss, or scream if they don't get their way.
Yeah, wasn't that great? I love these singing teachers where telling children to, you know, wear the masks and everything. And also these ones just calling parents domestic terrorists. This is great. Anyway, there's another clip I wanted to play that is just so ridiculous. It seems like a parody. It seems like satire, but it's not. This is really from Microsoft. This is Microsoft Ignite. I don't even know what Microsoft Ignite is. But these people are super excited about before they tell you about the product, Microsoft Ignite, they've got to tell you about how actually the campus for Microsoft, it's on land that was stolen from a bunch of different tribes. And also they have to tell you what their appearances and identification are, the people who are presenting. Maybe it's for the people who are blind and can't see them, but for anybody who is watching this, it's absolutely absurd because they not only describe their racial background, but they describe their kind of hair and that whether or not they're wearing glasses. Is this a new form of inclusivity where you've got to describe yourself so in case somebody's blind, they can understand? I mean, we also need people there doing sign language for them as well then, right? So that the people who are deaf can understand. I don't know what this is all about, but hopefully this is a new thing. Hopefully this kind of introduction catches on. Anyway, let's listen.
Hello and welcome to Microsoft Ignite. We've got a big day ahead and lots in store for you. First, we want to acknowledge that the land where the Microsoft campus is situated was traditionally occupied by the Sammamish, the Duwamish, the Snoqualmie, the Suquamish, the Muckleshoot, the Snohomish, the Tulalip, and other Coast Salish peoples since time immemorial.
That's actually not true. And the reason that's not true is because it's not time immemorial. We can actually put a date on when it was that the Asiatics came over to the west coast of America. And we can also show that the Solutrians were in America first. But they're not going to talk about that, of course. They're going to talk about all these many tribes who, I guess, occupied the land over the years. It's very important that they make that clear.
Blah, 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 blah.
My name is Allison Wines. I'm a senior program manager in our developer tools division. I'm an Asian and white female with dark brown hair wearing a red sleeveless top.
And I'm Seth Juarez, program manager in the AI platform group. I'm a tall Hispanic male wearing a blue shirt, khaki pants. Today we kick off 2 days of learning more about the latest solutions, exploring how these key innovations can empower you to do great things, and connecting with peers from around the world.
This is what you're doing. This is what I want you to do.
Hello, everyone. I'm Natalie Godilla. I'm a Caucasian woman with long blonde hair, and I go by she, her. I'm a product marketing lead here at Microsoft and co-host of the podcast Security Unlocked with this guy.
Yes, that would be me. Hello, everyone. I'm Nick Fillingham. I'm a Caucasian man with glasses and a beard. I go by he, him, and I'm a security evangelist here at Microsoft.
...in our developer tool.
I can't believe he didn't mention that he actually has a mohawk. How did he forget to mention that he has a mohawk? That's a pretty defining feature. He mentioned that he has glasses, but not that he has a mohawk. Ridiculous. The whole thing is ridiculous. This world is absolutely ridiculous, and we know who to thank for that. Our good friend, the Jews. And the Jews are the next topic, actually, we have here. An article came out from the Daily Beast, Rabbi from Hell at Center of Gruesome Cult Murders. And it was some murders that took place in the ultra-Orthodox community in Israel some while ago. And finally, this guy, Eliezer Berland, this infamous cult leader, has actually finally been apprehended, and he's been implicated in some unsolved murders from back in the 80s. But come on, what rabbi isn't from hell? Now, I know the Christian concept of hell is retarded, but, you know, just in the way that most people use it, most of these rabbis, they're from hell. And if you want to talk about what the Talmud's actually about, and even the Torah that the Christians love so much, we can talk about some pretty evil things that exist in there, especially the Talmud. So, yeah, when you talk about a rabbi from hell, come on. Come on, guys. Are there any good ones? Are there any ones that actually are good people promoting anything sane and healthy? No, maybe they're good for the Jews that they represent. Yeah, they might find them to be great, but for the rest of us, absolutely not. Oh, such holy, moralistic people. Yeah, give me a break. This is a ridiculous headline, though. Okay, let's take a look at this. And I'm bringing up this story. It doesn't have to tie directly into Jews. But, well, Jews run the heroin trade and just opium in general. And they have for a long time. And we discussed this in a documentary we did. So I wanted to bring this up in this section. So heroin is disappearing from the American market. And this coincides with the United States leaving their stronghold in Afghanistan there. What a strange coincidence. Now, the way that Vice News presents this is just ridiculous. New, heroin is disappearing from drug markets across North America, a trend that experts say is wreaking havoc. These experts are saying not having heroin is just ruining this country. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are having a hard time kicking the habit. And maybe they're going to other things such as fentanyl or maybe some other opioids, maybe back to prescriptions that got them started in the first place. I don't know. But let's get rid of heroin. That'd be great. How about that? It's just so crazy that nobody really connected the dots at a big level showing, the United States went into Afghanistan, which is producing all of the world's supply of opium now, or at least a vast majority. And wow, we got this crazy opioid epidemic going on in the country. I wonder what's happening. Why are those soldiers guarding those poppy fields? All right, so now this is a good story. This is an interesting story. Harvey Milk and his last name. Was that really his last name? It would seem to tie into Moloch. I've talked about Moloch before in the past. MLK, which means king in Hebrew. And this Harvey Milk guy, terrible person, which I'll get into. But the U.S. Navy has just launched a ship named after him. He's called a gay rights leader. He's a little bit more than that, but let's just read through the BBC piece for a second. The U.S. Navy has launched a ship named after a gay rights activist forced to resign from the service because of his sexuality in the 1950s. The USNS Harvey Milk was launched in San Diego on Saturday in a service attended by Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro and Milk's nephew Stuart. It is one of six new ships to be named after famed U.S. civil rights leaders. Oh, so progressive. Yes, we're going to be so ready for war, guys. No, actually not. You know what? They're focusing on all this crap while the British Marines, the British Royal Marines, just kicked the ass of the Americans in some drill they were doing. Yeah, the United States is not ready to go to war when all they can focus on is butt sex and covering for pedophiles and whatnot. And funding transgender operations and all that. So they're also going to do some ships after Chief Justice Earl Warren and Robert Kennedy. So they talk about how Milk served as a diving officer and lieutenant before he was questioned about his sexuality and kicked out, as you would think he should be. Now, think about the song In the Navy, the Village People. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure they've had a bunch of sodomites in there for a long time. But now it's just openly celebrating sodomites, but not just celebrating sodomites, celebrating pederastic sodomites. Yes, people. Harvey Milk was not just interested in men, he was interested in boys. Let's take a look at this article from Star Observer first. Milk pedophile claim. An anti-gay family group in California has labeled slain San Francisco city supervisor and gay political pioneer Harvey Milk a pedophile in an effort to attack schools that celebrate Harvey Milk Day. Also, real quickly here, I think about all the children that go missing and they're put on milk cartons. There's just some weird occult connection there. But this guy also was a big, big supporter of none other than Jim Jones. So he is directly responsible for the Jonestown massacre. But yeah, let's celebrate him in schools. This year's Harvey Milk Day fell on a Sunday. However, schools may hold events to celebrate Milk's contribution to the fight for civil rights for GLBT Americans in the week before or after the day. I don't know if they got that right, or it's just a different ordering of the letters. But this is from 2011. Maybe things have changed a little bit. In 1964, in his early 30s, Milk began a relationship with Jack McKinley, a theatrical stage manager who was 16 years old when they met in New York. I'm pretty sure Milk was 33. So he was over twice the boy's age. The age of consent in California is 18. So, yeah, The Save California group, which campaigns almost exclusively in opposition to GLBT rights, says this means that children are made to celebrate a sexual predator in schools, even though the age of consent is 16 in most U.S. states. Yeah, he's still a sexual predator, even if the age of consent is 16. All right, so they did have a 5-year relationship, which eventually Milk broke off. I guess the boy got too old. Let's take a look at this from Pink News. This is from 2014, after they had made Harvey Milk into a stamp. AFA, Harvey Milk stamp is honoring a known sexual predator and pedophile. Yeah, this is a big-time Jew. That's what this is. I mean, we honor sexual predators and pedophiles all the time, especially when they're Jewish. The American Family Association has attacked the release of a stamp in honor of gay rights hero Harvey Milk, describing him as a known sexual predator. The White House will hold a ceremony next month to launch a stamp in honor of the assassinated politician who became one of the first openly gay elected officials in the U.S. when he won a seat on the San Francisco Board of Supervisors in 1977. And let's make clear, he used that position to promote Jim Jones and honor this man. AFA's president, Tim Wildman, said honoring predator Harvey Milk on a U.S. postage stamp is disturbing, to say the least. Milk used his charm and power to prey upon young boys with emotional problems and drug addiction. He's the last person we should be featuring on a stamp. Furthermore, the radical homosexual lobby will undoubtedly encourage businesses to use these stamps, all in the name of inclusiveness, political correctness, and unity. Whatever you think about diversity, no one thinks diversity ought to include pedophilia. This is not diversity, this is perversity. Yeah, I mean, but that is what diversity is all about now. Love beyond age, as John Cena said in that infamous commercial that I've played before. The launch of the Harvey Milk Forever stamp will take place at the White House May 22nd, while an additional public dedication ceremony will take place in San Francisco on May 28th. That was 7 years ago, and now they got a big old Navy ship after him. This part's great. I love this. I asked Google about, is Harvey Milk a pedophile? I came up with an answers.com result. Was Harvey Milk a pedophile? No, period. And then it goes on to explain. Pedophiles are attracted to children who are under the age of puberty. He was a homosexual ephebophile, which means primarily attracted to boys aged 15 to 19. His runaway boyfriend, Jack McKinley, was 16 when Harvey was 33. Source, the mayor of Castro Street, the life and times of Harvey Milk. He wasn't a pedophile. No, stop that. He was a homosexual ephebophile. He liked the little twinks, you know. There's nothing wrong with that. 16 is fine in most states. It's so sick. So sick. All right, let's take a look at this little tweet I saw from this Jew, Noah Berlatsky. Okay, he tweeted out a story. A link to a story, Child Trafficking Narratives Are Misleading, from Prostasia.org. And this is his story. He says, I wrote about how child trafficking narratives are misleading and how that puts underage people who trade sex at risk. Underage people who trade sex. Like, this is their right. It's their right to just sell themselves to adult pimps. They're not being trafficked. This is their right. These Jews are so toxic. They are so subversive. Let me just read this one more time so it can sink in. I wrote about how child trafficking narratives are misleading and how that puts underage people who trade sex at risk. I think you all know by now what needs to actually happen to be able to clean up America, clean up any of these countries that, you know, we're living in, dear listeners of Renegade, in the formerly white world. I think you know. We just cannot be a healthy, functioning country while being ruled over by Zog and their minions and their allies. They are going to continue to push perversity, subversion, insanity, clot shots, and the rest, waving rainbow dildos in your children's face into the future forever. And it's only going to get worse down this slippery slope unless they are stopped. They need to be stopped. That is really the message that I am trying so hard to get through to everybody. I don't know necessarily how to stop them, how to topple them, but I know it must be done. And I know that I cannot do it alone. I know that you cannot do it alone, but together, us working together, really exposing these people, changing hearts and minds, I think big change definitely can happen. And with that, guys, I'm going to leave you. This has been a shorter show this week, but Sinead did her longer show, so go check out that one if you haven't. Also, going to play a song to close us out here, and you can find this over at Sinead's SoundCloud. And I actually helped a little bit trying to write some of these lyrics and maybe arrange the music just a little bit. I played a little part in this song, so I hope you enjoy it. Do support Sinead's musical aspirations, and of course, go order some things from Heathen Herbs as well. And if you want to send any support to me, I've got a P.O. box and I've got some crypto wallets. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks to the supporters. Thanks to people who just shared the content around. I'll be back with you all again very soon.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend, CQB, a revolutionary plate-forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
For the next few seconds, you'll hear nothing but the sounds of a farmer walking through a field of oats. These sounds are brought to you by Pepperidge Farm Farmhouse Bread. You see, life on a farm moves at its own pace, because everything we're doing takes time. That's why our bakers slow bake our farmhouse oatmeal bread with thoughtful care, so our famous farmhouse taste is baked into every slice. Pepperidge Farm Farmhouse Oatmeal Bread. Slow is good.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
Thanks for listening to Project Schoolyard Volume 2. For more information about the project, as well as lyric to the songs on this CD, please visit www.tightrope.cc. You can also find jokes, news articles, a photo gallery, free CD downloads, and a secure online shopping cart. We carry a full line of flags, t-shirts, CDs, books, stickers, and other products of interest to racially conscious white people. Please visit www.tightrope.cc.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.